Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Some news yesterday that the unemployment rate in Michigan had fallen 0.2%, down to 12.8%. That was headlines today. We spoke about that yesterday. I want to bring in Phil Gardner, director of MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute, with some new information. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you doing?
Where are you speaking from?
I'm in Chicago today.
Okay. Well, you do a lot of traveling and a lot of research, and we have some news about hiring trends that might be encouraging to some people. What can you tell us?
Well, it looks like this year we're going to get a nice bounce in college hiring, particularly at the bachelor's level, off, you know, some rather dismal years. So that's a really positive sign that we're seeing employers begin to come back into the college labor market. Now, college labor market's pretty small compared to the rest of the total labor market, so it can act actually a little different than the overall labor market. But right now we see employers coming in because they just have to fill some positions that have been open for a couple years, and we see some smaller companies that are actually positive about the economy and beginning to hire.
When we talk about a nice bounce, what does that mean percent-wise, and does it affect bachelor's level and master's students?
Well, we're talking at the bachelor's level at 10%, and the master's is holding about where it was last year, so we're not seeing a lot of improvement there. The MBA market is up again this year, and that's a good sign, though. Their market is a little dicey. I mean, you've got a good side and a bad side, so it depends on how well those MBAs are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a nice 10% jump off a bottom. We've got a long ways to go to get back where we were in 2008, but
right.
This is a good first step.
Yeah, we should not assume that we are back to where we want to be or where we were, but I guess it's better to move in this direction than the opposite.
That's right.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about this survey and what the Research Institute does and how many employers you're working with here?
Right. The Institute was set up, 26 years ago when we came out of the 82 recession, mainly to work with what happens with college students as they transition in the workplace. And I work on this survey with a broad national sample of employers. This year we had about 4,800 actually give us usable information, and the hiring projections are based on about 3,700 of those that gave us complete information. So this is, and it's representative of what we would typically see for college students. About 60% of them are small companies that make up the largest pool of companies that look for college students. And we see a good number of very large companies that have been the traditional hallmark of college recruiting, particularly on large campuses like Michigan State, for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, regionally, the Great Lakes area has been taking body blows for a long time, really the brunt of the recession. Is what you see reflective of the entire region?
Yeah, actually, I was surprised and elated when I got broken out by region, because the employers that are recruiting, local regional employers, these are employers that are not hiring across the country. They're not international employers. These are regional employers. So the Great Lakes State regional employers gave a strong up growth for bachelors at 13%, and that was the best growth among regional employers except for the Mid-Atlantic states from D.C. up to New York. And that's really, really good. The other good sign in that is it was led by small companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not known as a hotbed for small companies, and it's good that we're getting some traction there. I mean, it's going to take a lot of those kind of folk to get us back to where we were, and so that was really positive. I haven't looked real, real closely at those numbers yet. I've just got the main report out, so I'll be coming back in the next month and look specifically at what's going on at Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and see what, if there's anything that we need to key on that's unique, or what kind of industries are really prospering so we can continue to encourage that.
Phil Gardner, director of the Collegiate Employment Research Institute at Michigan State University, our guest. When we talk about sectors and industries, Phil, to get this 10% increase for undergrads and 13% in terms of the region, which industries and sectors are we talking about?
Well, in the it might be surprising to most people, but manufacturing is really strong, coming back strong.
Really?
We've kind of written off in this country manufacturing, but it is high-end, high-level manufacturing across all sectors back. So we see sectors like computers and electronics, equipment, aerospace, even actually the auto industry and its suppliers have stabilized and are beginning to hire again. That's one area. The other area is some of the larger banks are coming back in, and that's kind of dicey because we're still seeing a lot of problems with small regional, state and regional banks.
Right.
Professional services. Now, this is a huge sector. It runs from legal services, accounting, engineering services, computer services, all the way up to marketing. So it's a huge sector for college graduates. And in there, we're just seeing computer science go like crazy. And you shouldn't catch us unaware. If you follow what businesses are doing right now, they're investing in hardware and software, and they're going to need those people to bring that equipment and software online at a time when we have very low supply of those graduates coming out. So in that sector, we're seeing a lot of activity, particularly in management consulting.
Mm-hmm.
Accounting's rebound a little bit, but it's still kind of soft. Engineering's still soft. But it's not negative, but it's not a barn burner like it usually is. But we see environmental science research is still is strong. So that's a good sign for college students because they rely heavily on people with college degrees. Federal government is big. I don't know how long that's going to last given what's going on in Washington.
Right.
And we see large retailers starting to come back a little bit, not just for seasonal hiring, but coming back. I think the big question is
not just Christmas hires.
No, not for what we're talking about. So, they've stabilized. There was a lot of mergers that went on right before the economy collapsed. So they've kind of stabilized. I think the one that's hurting us the most right now is health services. Yeah, because you'd think nursing is we need them, but right now the hiring is slow because elective surgeries are off, and though I have to say the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers for September looked better than they've had for a long time,
mm-hmm.
we're still slow there, and we've got a lot of young people that particularly have responded to this
right.
crisis by going into health service because they were told that that's the place to go. And now they're hitting the market. It's going to slow. But we know that when that opens up, it's going to come back really strong.
Yeah, it's not going away.
No, it's not going anywhere.
Well, the good news is that the numbers and the prospects are brighter. However, you still have to have the proper training and yet proper education.
You have to have the skill sets. The skill sets are important. It's not necessarily the major.
Right.
I think that thing that continues to stand out is 36% of the employers said we'll take any major. It's not, the major is not as important as the skills and abilities you bring to the table.
Yeah, and those who have demonstrated them internships and have gone beyond the university classroom traditionally have a large advantage there. In terms of small business, mid-sized companies, and what we consider to be big business, can you give us some numbers with that, what do you consider to be small business, and what makes a business considered big business?
Okay, well, I just go on some of the standard, BOS.
Okay.
You have eight and unders, and I didn't look at eight and unders, but with my national sample now, and I've got schools like MIT and others that have a lot of startups around them, mm-hmm. I'm starting to pick up a lot of startups, and so And that can be in a pretty aggressive sector, and since the startups are mostly related to the universities, there's a conduit for students at all degree levels to go in there.
Okay.
Then there's the fast growth category. That's 9 to 100 employees there, and while not everybody in there is classified fast growth, but that's the size that they classify fast growth, and those are the ones that have come out of the entrepreneur. They're growing, they're committed to growth, they've got good financials and everything. And then there's the 100 to 500, and that's your small companies, and then your mid-sized companies are 500 to 4,000, and I consider large anything over 4,000.
4,000, okay. And those large companies planning to hire more than 100 employees per company next year, that has to be encouraging too.
Yeah.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Jack.
The research, and as always, very illuminating.